Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Islam as a way of life. In, quote-unquote, a secular age, Charles Taylor explores the connection between Protestantism and secularism. His argument is that the transformations the Protestant movement presented to society inadvertently opened the way for modern secularity. The initial impetus of the Protestant movement was based in its rejection of monasticism. In Latin Christendom, it was accepted that a minority of religious quote-unquote virtuosi, monks and nuns, followed the quote-unquote councils of perfection to achieve a high spiritual rank while ordinary people followed a less demanding path. The Protestant Reformation rejected this distinction, insisting that there were no quote-unquote special vocations for religion and that every Christian must be 100% dedicated to their faith. In contradistinction to monasticism, the Protestants promoted quote-unquote ordinary life, the life of work and the family, as the primary site of worship. However, the focus on quote-unquote human flourishing, i.e., of being successful, disciplined, and well-behaved, eventually allowed for what Taylor refers to as quote-unquote exclusive humanism. That is, the focus on the Protestants was narrowed to the private sphere of human life, where religion was a matter of individual choices, to the point that eventually the idea was encouraged that humans should sustain successful lives through self-sufficiency and unaided powers. The idea of God as a benefactor became less essential for them, to the point that eventually the quote-unquote Protestant ethic developed without any reference to God, opening up the doors to secularity. The Protestant Reformation can thus be seen as a warning for those who limit religion to only the private life. Of course, that doesn't mean that the monasticism promoted by Catholicism is the solution. One of the clearest examples we have in Islam's rejection of monasticism is the narration of Umar radiallahu anhu. It was narrated that Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu passed by some people who were known as readers of the Quran. He saw them sitting and bending their heads. He asked who they were. He was told, quote, "They are those who depend, al-mutawakilun, upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala," end quote. Umar replied, quote, "No. They are the eaters who eat the people's properties. Do you want me to describe those who really depend upon Allah al-mutawakilun?" End quote. He answered in the affirmative. And then he said, quote, "He is the person who throws the seeds in the earth and depends on his Lord, the Almighty, the Exalted." End quote. To understand that Islam is a deen, i.e. a way of life, is to understand that it belongs in all spheres of life. It belongs in our homes and our workplaces just as it belongs in our political and economic institutions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ.
And we have sent down to you the book as a clarification of all matters and as guidance, mercy, and good tidings for the Muslims. Surah An-Nahl, Ayah 89. Ibn Kathir stated in his Quranic commentary, quote, "Regarding the statement, 'And we have sent down to you the book as clarification for all matters,' Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, 'He has clarification for us in this Quran, every branch of knowledge and everything.' Mujahid said, 'Everything lawful and unlawful.' Ibn Mas'ud's statement is broader and more comprehensive, for the Quran encompasses every beneficial knowledge, including accounts of the past and knowledge of the future, as well as the rulings on all that is lawful and unlawful, and everything people require regarding their worldly lives and their religion, their livelihoods, and their hereafter." End quote. Thus, when we speak of the Sharia ruling governance in the past, we recall a time when Islam was not relegated to the private sphere, but instead permeated the fabrics of society. We should consider that words of the Mamluk Sultan Baybaras in a letter addressed to the Mongol leader Abgha Khan, where he said, quote, "How can agreement be achieved between us? Dayasa. Here, it would seem referring to the law code, eventually to the Sharia, evidently to the Sharia, that we have today is greater than the Yasa of Genghis Khan. Allah has given us rule over 40 kings. End quote. Let us also consider the letter written by Harun al-Rashid to his governor, Harthama bin Ayyan, the governor of Khurasan, as reported by Al-Tabarani in, quote, The History of Messengers and Rulers, Tariq al-Rusul wal-Muluk, end quote. Quote, This is the mandate Harun al-Rashid, Amir al-Mu'mineen, entrusted to Harthama ibn Ayyan when he appointed him governor of the frontier region of Khurasan, its districts and its haraj revenues. He commanded him to fear and obey Allah, to uphold Allah's ordinances, and remain ever mindful of him. He instructed him to take the book of Allah as his guide in all his affairs, observing what it deemed lawful and what it deemed forbidden, and reflecting cautiously before its interpreted text. Regarding the latter, he must consult the learned in fiqh, Sharia jurisprudence, in the deen of Allah, and learn the knowledge of the book of Allah, or else refer the matter to his imam, khalif, caliph, so that Allah, mighty and majestic, might reveal the correct course of action and guide him toward the path of right judgment. End quote. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the return of the Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, and the resumption of Islam as a comprehensive way of life. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Khalil Musab, Wilaya, Pakistan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.